Good day, folks. My name is Major Stephen Chlodowski. I have served Canada in the Canadian Armed Forces for 20 plus years. I hold a first class honors degree in political science, and I have held several Army command positions. I have an urgent message for all Canadians. For nearly 2 years, our own elected government officials have been using the bullying tactics of fear, intimidation, coercion, and financial and physical violence against us to gain compliance for certain repeated medical procedures. We tell our children that bullying is wrong. We know it to be so. Yet we allow our leaders to do this to us. They have knowingly and repeatedly violated the highest laws of the land in the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, as well as other signed international human rights agreements. Canadians have been lulled into believing that the same government who suppresses your freedoms in the name of safety will one day just reward you back with your freedoms if you just comply to ever-changing rules and health orders. That, folks, is the very definition of tyranny, not democracy. Humans are inherently free. Kings and queens and government cronies can't give you your basic human rights. They are naturally yours. They can't be given. They can't be taken. They can only be suppressed. In the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, Queen Elizabeth is recognizing in law our fundamental freedoms. The federal and provincial governments of Canada have chosen, through a well-planned and orchestrated set of measures, to trick and fool and scare you, the very people who elected them and pay their salaries, into complying with the suppression of our basic human rights. They have knowingly betrayed you and me under the lie of safety. This past Remembrance Day, as I stood in front of the military cenotaph in Fredericton to honor my comrades who gave their lives for others' freedom, I overheard the Premier of New Brunswick, Premier Higgs, and our Member of Parliament, Jenica Atwin, tell members of the public how special it was that these brave members of the military gave their lives for their freedom. That same freedom that these very liars and deceivers are actively working right now to suppress. I stood there, a soldier of nearly 21 years, as a senior officer in the Canadian Army, as a veteran of Afghanistan, participating in Op Medusa, the largest combat operation for Canada since the Korean War, where I watched my own brave comrades fight and get injured and die. But I also stood there as a person who hasn't taken the COVID-19 injection. The irony, so even though I serve this country, and it has been an honor to do so, an absolute honor, like many thousands of Canadians who choose body autonomy and pro-choice, I am unable to share in the same privileges now, like eating at a restaurant, going out in public to an event, or even traveling across provinces to see my child. This is happening to many others. These government traitors to freedom are suppressing the rights of the very people they claim to honor, and it made me sick to my stomach. These Canadian governments are now focused on our children with a medical genetic therapy that is now proven by repeated medical journals studies not to prevent COVID infection, nor to prevent its transmission to others. For our children, serious illness and death is non-existent from COVID-19 unless your child is chronically unhealthy to begin with. Yet the toxin that is in this injection will have serious, life-damaging, permanent effects to your child's health immunity. That fact of natural T-cell and DNA damage has also come to light recently by medical scientist studies. I am calling on the medical community to put an immediate halt on these children's injections until the Canadian public can receive the accurate, truthful data from these COVID injection injuries that have already occurred. The Canadian public has a right to be able to make informed medical choices, especially for their little children. To tell them repeatedly it is safe and effective and not give them that choice is a crime, and it's also genocide. The media and government must put an immediate halt to all scientific medical censorship and the silencing of health professionals who do not comply with your agenda, as well as hear from COVID injection injury victims. The Canadian public has a right to hear from those in our communities and families who have been injured by this procedure. I am calling on my military and police comrades, all of you, all of us who have sworn a personal oath to protect our family, our friends, and our community, to now stand up and protect your loved ones against this government-forced medical tyranny. You chose to serve because you wanted to give back to your community. And instead, the government has turned your love for community and your loyalty against you, and you are now a weapon against the very people you love. Brothers and sisters, you can't be forever changing indiscriminate government measures, which use fear and violence, and also be for your loved ones and for freedom. You have to choose. I am asking you to choose your family and your community. This is why you serve. And this is your moment to be a hero for your loved ones. They deserve the truth. They deserve to be protected. I am also calling on all Canadians to join in solidarity together. Freedom and love for our community. Freedom to choose who you want to be, where you want to live, what you want to experience and learn, what your spirituality is and what you want to practice, who you want to love, what you want to put in your own bodies is the foundation of our democracy in Canada. We cannot let freedom die with this generation. May God forever bless the free citizens of Canada.